Parshas Emma, there's two psukim on the Mitzvah Sfiras Oimer. First pasuk says, "Svatim lachem imochas ashar b'smem miyem habiach mesa es oimer tnufa sheva shabosis tmim es tiyena." First pasuk is saying, "Svatim sheva shabosis tmim es." You should count 7 weeks. It's mashu for this pasuk that the mitzvah is to count the weeks. It doesn't say it says to count the weeks. The next pasuk says, "Tispu chamishim yoyim." You should count 50 days. That pasuk is mashu. You should count the days. So the Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Vav says on this, "Amabaya mitzvah gemim neyomi u'mitzvah gemim neshvui." There's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Marshall, that's how we count. On, for example, Lag Boimer, we say Hayom Shloisha Shloishim Yoyim Shema Bo Shvui Sochmishon Boimer. We count the days Shloisha Shloishim Yoyim, and then we count the weeks. We say it's 4 weeks and 5 days. Abba Shvui Sochmishon Boimer. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs Mitzvah Kusam Chalaf writes, don't make a mistake, shehem shtei mitzvahs. Don't think that these are two mitzvahs assays in the tag mitzvah. One mitzvah to count the weeks, and one mitzvah to count the days. So the Rambam is not true, because it's all one mitzvah. And the Rambam calls it, chelek v'chelek mechalkehem mitzvah. These are different chalokim of the mitzvah. To count the days and the weeks are different chalokim of the mitzvah. But it's not pshat, it's two different mitzvahs. It's all one mitzvah. And the Rambam brings a raya, and the clear right that this Rambam says is from the fact that we count the weeks every single day. If there be a special mitzvah to count the weeks, then you would only count the weeks when the weeks change, once a week. The week only changes once a week. So if you want to count weeks, there's only 7 times to count it. So you would count it once a week for the 7 weeks. Why do we count it every single day? The Rambam says it's derived from that it's not a separate mitzvah. That's the Rambam. Well, it might be a good raya that there's no special mitzvah to count the weeks, because if there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, we just do it once a week when the week changes. But the kasha blight.
How do you know when the week changes if you can count every day?
You know.
No, but you're counting every day.
That's Shabbos.
It's just, when do you look at the count? You're just saying, like,
when do we get to count?
That's a week.
Count this 1 week in the Yom, it's 2 weeks in the Yom, it's 3 weeks in the Yom. Right? But since we do it every day, it's a right, it's not a separate mitzvah. That's the Rambam. Abu Lamaisa, Rambam's kasha blight the kasha lachar. What tak is the tachos of counting the weeks every single day? Lamaisa, we do count the weeks every single day. And if the weeks aren't changing, what's the purpose of counting every? Why do we say every single day? Hayom chamish shvuos v'yom echad v'yom hayom chamish shvuos v'shnei yomim v'yom. Why? What's the purpose of it? That's the Rambam's kasha blight the kasha. Because why the mice that we count the weeks every day? Why do we count the weeks every day? We do count the weeks and the day of the week. How many days? What's the purpose of that? Just count how many days it is. Say it's the 33rd day in the Yoma. Why do you have to also add on? It's
and he's masking that when it will come a week. You'll say both.
Yes. Well,
The Torah says to count Shavuos. It says both.
Right, but the Rambam is saying it's not. But what's the Rambam's teretz? Rambam is bringing right that it's not. That's not two separate mitzvahs. If it would be a completely separate mitzvah to count the weeks, then you should just count it once a week. The fact that you count it every day.
You said you should count days.
Yes.
And when it comes a week, you should count the day, and today's 2 weeks. And the next one, when it comes 3 weeks, today 21 days, and 3 weeks. But in between, you shouldn't say.
Well, we're really trying to understand the Rambam's teretz is, but the Rambam does say it's two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. It's not two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. And he's being around. This is the Rambam's lashon. He said, "Al yitach Hashem shtei mitzvahs, ki zeh chelek v'chelek mechalkim mitzvahs." It's not two mitzvahs. It's all chelakim of one mitzvah. But Raya Bura zeh, and the Raya is he yuseinu moinim gam kein b'chol laylam. From the fact that we count every day, every night, shem kach v'kach shvuos. V'ilu hoya shvuos mitzvah ne'asma. If the shvuos would be a separate mitzvah, lo yinu mesadin in yonah ela b'leil shvuos. You would only count it the night that the week ends. B'leil the haynu lispa shvuos v'ak pamachus b'shvuos.
Mentioned Shavuos has nothing to do with counting Shavuos. It's counting the days. I don't know
Oh, so it's counting the days. But why count it every day?
That's the chiluk of the Mishnah. How to do it? You're going back to the original
Hanukkah. So you want to say it's a way of counting the days?
That's
it. Basically, this is what I wanted to say over there. So I'm going a little bit different. Just to add this to it, I'm going more zvar to it. I saw in the Masas HaMelech from Abzman at Diskim, one of the only Adar. He was Nifta, but he was Rashiv and Kaltoya, Yipsman Gdisin. He has a sefer on Mechus Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vav. He explains Rambam like this. He says, the emes is, in Lashon HaKodesh, there's only 10 numbers. It goes 1 to 10. And Havdol in English also only goes 1 to 10. After that, you start counting by the 10s. You count Echad v'Yesim Yoyim, Shnayim v'Yesim Yoyim, and then you go Echad v'Shloshim Yoyim, Shnayim v'Shloshim Yoyim, you start counting by the tens. But he says, but this could be what the Torah is saying. The Torah is telling you to count the weeks and to count the days, and the Rambam is saying it's all one mitzvah. Could be the Rambam is really the mitzvah just to count the days. The Torah is telling you there's two ways to count the days. You can either count the days by the tens, or you can count the days by the sevens. If you only have, it's called a misbekotten. If you have a misbekotten and a misbegodel, you can either do the misbekotten and the tens. You could say it's just echad v'esim yoyim, echad v'shloshim yoyim, or you could say it's shvua echad v'yem echad b'ayim. You can count it by the days. Every 7 days, start counting the weeks and the days. It's a way of counting the days. You're going by the sevens. So that's what the Torah is saying. Really, it's all one mitzvah counting the days. There's no mitzvah counting the weeks. That's what the Rambam is saying. There's no mitzvah counting the weeks. Just the Rambam is telling you that the Torah says when you count the days, do it by the tens and do it by the sevens. That's the two pesukim. The first pasuk says, "V'sfatam lachem sheva shabosis tamimos." You should count 7 weeks. And the second pasuk says, "Tispu chamishim yoyim." Chamishim yoyim means counted by the tens, the way we're used to counting. And the first pasuk is telling you to count it by the weeks. But it's all one mitzvah of counting the days, according to the Rambam.
There's two different ways to count days.
Right.
And we're doing both ways.
And we're doing both ways because that's what the Torah says. And that's what the Rambam means. Ki chel michelkei hamitzvahim. These are chalokim of the mitzvah. The chalokim of counting the days is by the tens and by the sevens. Does state in the Torah. But it's all one mitzvah. And the Raya is because if it would be a mitzvah to count the weeks for the purpose of the weeks, you would only do it once a week. The fact that you do it every day is a raya that the reason why you count the weeks is for a way of counting the days. Instead of counting the days by the tens, you're also counting the days by the sevens. Every seven you're starting over, you're counting the days. Aga the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah brings the second raya that it's all one mitzvah from the fact that we only have one birchas a mitzvah. We make one bracha, Aski Simon. That's how you count things. How do you count by the, when you count by the tens? You say Esrim Yoyim. You count Esrim Yoyim and what? I'm sorry. What are you saying?
The way you count days, you're saying it's 2 weeks.
Right. But you also have to count by the tens. The pasuk Chamishim Yoyim. It also says Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim. The Rambam is saying, the Gemara says, Mitzvah in the Yoyim, Mitzvah in the Shvui. Pashid Ring on the Gemara, these are two Pesachim, these are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah count the days, one mitzvah count the weeks. But Rambam says, don't learn that way, that it's two separate mitzvahs.
There's a
sheet
like that.
There is a sheet, by the way. That happens to be, this whole Rambam's Raya is a Shitasa, because Rambam Paskin said you count the weeks every single day, but there is a Matcha sheet, the sheet's a Matcha that holds you Taka count the weeks once a week, according
and
to the Matcha. He will
hold
it, holds two mitzvahs. He will hold two, in his Tayag mitzvahs, it'll be two seven mitzvahs, so I have a different judgment of Tayag mitzvahs.
Well, that could be different reasons that
right. Count it. Right, very good. But this is Rambam Shitasa, that we count the weeks every day, he's asking a Kasha. So Pasha again, when you learn this Sukkim and the Gemara, the Gemara is telling the Gemara, Amabai, Mitzvah in the Yomi, Mitzvah in the Shvuye, you would think it's two separate mitzvahs to count the days and to count
that's
the weeks.
That's why it's a funny riot. But how do you all know this?
Because he passed him that way.
Is he passing that way?
Wait, what's the Makar for that?
What's the
Makar
for that?
Not
saying what they
do. But you hear what he's doing to the Gemara? It doesn't mean two separate mitzvahs. It's all one mitzvah, the Chalokim of the mitzvah, to count it by the days and by the weeks. And it's a way of counting the days, either by the tens or by the sevens. And this is Vashtet and Pesukim. And that means a separate right from the fact that we have one birchas mitzvah. If it would be two separate mitzvahs, maybe like the Matcha holds, then there should be two. We should find two birchas mitzvah. There should be a mitzvah. Shek Hashem says it's vanu al sviya shvui ha'ima. There should be one bracha, and then count the weeks, and then we should make a separate bracha. Shek Hashem says it's vanu al sviya shvui ha'ima. And counting the days. Well, we don't make a bracha al sviya shvui ha'ima and al sviya shvui ha'ima. So right, that it's all one mitzvah. That's what I'm saying for mitzvahs. But if it's two separate mitzvahs, you would make two brachas, a brach each mitzvah. You wouldn't make one. You don't find one brach on two mitzvahs. But we make one bracha. Right. It's Finland. Most people make two brachas.
Not everybody.
I don't. Okay.
So there you go.
I hear. Well, that's also
two
mitzvahs. Okay. That's the Rambam. The Rambam holds make two brachas. By
Tzvon.
The Goyim has one, meaning Chabad is also one bracha. in the chinuch, the mitzvah shinvav, kedaka to give time in hamitzvahs gives a tam, gives a vzeya beautiful shein a tam for the mitzvah svi soima. He explains that the tam for the mitzvah svi soima is because it starts by Pesach, and on Pesach that was the ikki yitzira of Klal Yisrael, the creation of Klal Yisrael was with Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And so the chinuch, lefish kol ikra neinim l'Torah, because the whole ikka of Klal Yisrael was only the Torah for the Torah. That's the main reason why Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim was to reach Hasinai, was to reach Shruas, was to reach Matan Torah. Therefore, we were commanded, we were given a mitzvah to count from the day after Pesach ad yom nesinas haTorah, until the day of Matan Torah. Laharis ben avsheinu, to show in ourselves a chifetz agodol al yom hanichbar v'nechsach libeinu, to show how much we were looking forward, we want this day. V'yim netomid, and you should constantly count every day, mosu yovei eis nechsafing of, when is this day we're looking forward to going to come. So the chinuch ki a minyan, because counting mar la'odom shows on a person ki kol yishay v'chol cheftzay lagiyos manazeh. His whole desire, his whole want is to reach this time. The chinuch says when a person is looking forward to something, he counts the days. That's the mitzvah Sis Oyma, to show that the whole purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim was for Matan Torah, and this is what we're looking forward to. And then the chinuch like su, Akashav, Im Tishav, Yigneas, Im Kain, Lombon, Maschil, Noisem, Imachos, Shabbos. Why do we first start on the day after Pesach? According to this time, we should start the first day Pesach. First day Pesach, let's show the whole purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. Let's start counting right now towards Matan Torah. You have to give one day for Yitzis Mitzrayim. One day, you should not talk about anything else. Just talk about the Nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But therefore, we start the second day. We give one day for Pesach, but after that, we start right away to show the Maisa. What was the Tachas of Pesach? The Tachas of Pesach was for Matan Torah, and this is what we're looking forward to. This is a Kol Yishev, Kol Chetzei, and that we show by counting. That's the mitzvah. I was thinking that according to this chinuch, it could be a shtuk of time for the minig of I think it's Chesidim minig, but minig of Chesidim, that the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolnius, we have a Seder the second night Pesach. And it's true, they have one Seder, and the second night they count Sfiyah, there's no Seder. But in Yom Tov Sheni Shagolnius, we have a Seder. So minig Chesidim is, they don't count Sfiyah and Shul by Maariv. Like we do every night, we count by Maariv, they wait till towards the end of the Haggadah. So what's pshat? If you count Sfiyah every night by Maariv, why is the first night different? Why do they wait till the middle of the Haggadah? Teretz says maybe this chinuch, because the chinuch says, why don't we count from the first night already? Teretz, the first night, you have to leave one night for Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's a minla, maybe that's this minig of this minig. The second night in Golos, where we have a Seder, leave that also for Yitzis Mitzrayim. Don't go mixing in Sfiyah, Matan Torah. Leave the entire Seder for Matan Torah. And after the Seder, that's when you'll start Sfiyah. So I think it'd be a Shein HaMakar for that minig. There's a machlokes rishonim if svi soyim is derais rabbanon. The Rav Yishonim hold it's the rabbanon because the Torah says svatam machem imachos haShabbos miyem haviyachem esoyim atenufa. You start counting from the day after Pesach, from the day you bring the oimah. The korban oimah was brought the second day Pesach. So most rishonim hold that the sphere is tolling the oimah. The Torah says beferish. You start counting from the time you bring the korban oimah today. We have no korban oimah. So it's only the Rabbanon. The Rambam is chayim. The Rambam peg zayin. Hilchos tefillin musaf and halacha chavdalan holds that today it's also min haTorah. But Rav Yishonim hold it's the Raisa. According to the chinuch, that the tam of the mitzvah is to show that the tachas of Yisrael Mitzrayim was from Matan Torah. L'chayr that tam passed even without the korban oimah. That tam l'chayr would be a tam that it should be today also mid the Raisa. L'maisa the chinuch paskins like the other Yishonim that sviu today is only the Rabbanon. It's not a kasha because the tam of the mitzvah doesn't necessarily magdi the mitzvah. It's nishkan kasha. The Gemara Menachos, the Samach Vav, says, Claire, when is the mitzvah Svi Soima? Do you count Svi Soima at night or in the day? So the Gemara Dashin, since the Torah says, Sheva Shabbos is Tamimais Tiyena, the counting should be Tamimais, should be complete. When do you have a complete counting? When you count at night. Pshat the Gemara is, the day starts with the night. In the Yiddish calendar, the night comes before the day. If you count at night, you're counting a full day. When you count the second day of the Yom or the third day of the Yom, if you count at night, you're counting a full a night and a day. If you wait until the day, you're only counting a half a sphere. It's not Tamimos. The Gemara dashes from this word to me, Mois, that you have to count at night, so you can count the full day, the night and the day. If you count in, if you wait till the day, you'll be missing half of the sphere, half of the counting. Taisa says over there, Nefizeh, Nechayr B'Kedai, to count Samach HaChashecha. You should count even before the night, Samach HaChashecha, so you should have a full 24 hours. The way we count, we'll count 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, it's a few hours in. We're only counting 20 hours of the day, maybe 19 hours of the day. If you want to count the full 24 hours, you should count Samach HaChashecha. But Taisus says in that Ve'ini Nir. Taisus just pipes in it. Just says two words. Ve'ini Nir. It's not Mistaber that you're going to count Samach HaChashecha. I think Pshat and Taisus is because that would be too early. Samach HaChashecha would be before the second day sphere, before the third day sphere. That's taka too early, so you can't count too early. As a chayyur, the best time to count would be punked exactly by Tzei Sekachavim. Count exactly. Which is really also not exact because you're missing Benish Marshus, which is a suffix, but at least count by Sitzchav. The Teretz is, it's Iyash and Tzamtzim, and the Teretz was a Machai of that. The Ik is just to count at night, so at least you get part of the night. If you get part of the night in, that's called Tamimais, because you're getting part of the night and you're getting the day. The Gemara is saying the main thing is don't wait till the day, because then you miss the night. I think maybe Peshad is also you get Rave of the day. If you wait till the day, you're going to have less than 12 hours, less than half of the entire counting of that day. If you count that night, at least you had rave of the day. Even if you had, 18 hours, 15 hours, whatever it was, as long as it was at nighttime, you had over 12 hours, you had rave, rubik akungli. Maybe that's shot. That becomes to me mice. But akoponim, then Tesis brings down, there's actually Tesis Megillah, the Chafam Beis brings down, the Bahag sheet, the Bahag Paskins, him shachach balayin, if you forget to count at night, you should count the day without a bracha. What's Peshat the Bahag? So I think, he doesn't explain it, but I think the Bahag is Mesupik if this halacha, the count at night, is Ma'akiv. We're saying you're supposed to count at night to have Tamimois, to have a full count of a full day. Is that Ma'akiv? If it's Ma'akiv and you missed it at night, there's no purpose to count in the day at all. If it's not Ma'akiv, then you could count in the day with a bracha. Count in the day with a bracha. But since it's a suffix, if it's Ma'akiv or not, maybe the shayla is because we normally have a klal, you need shanon lo because of Ma'akiv by Kodshim, maybe it's the union of Kodshim, it's connected to the Yoma. The Torah doesn't say it twice. But I'll go upon him, the Bahag Paskins, I guess he's Mesupik, he says if you forget to count the night, Mesupik, you should count the day without a bracha.
So whenever you have a Mesupik on the Drabon, you're going to do it without a bracha.
Right.
So why don't I start off and say that Ben Hashemash is even going to Mesupik, if you want to Mesupik Drabon, you can make a bracha. Why can't you make a bracha?
Mm-hmm. Why is that different than the suffix of counting in the day?
So we want to say along this that once the psak is that the midrabon you do it. So now even tavish ba'agam, I might see a psak.
And if you forget at night and you count in the day, there was no psak on it.
I guess it's not,
right. I mean, that was even Bizman, the Chazal, when they were Masak in the Mitzvah, they knew about the Suffolk of Ben Ashrash.
What does this mean?
It's not a Bizman. You're asking what's it different than if you forget in the day? The Teretz says that every Suffolk is, you don't know if Chazal or Masak in the Mitzvah in this case. But how is Masupik? If it's Ma'akim, maybe Chazal were not Masak in the Mitzvah. Over here, for sure, Chazal Masak in. Here, I don't know. Here you're saying. Then the Tosis in Megillah and Menachos Sport, they bring down afterwards the second famous sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag Paskins, if you forget to count an entire day, you miss an entire day of Sphira, then Vaita, you don't count with a bracha. You don't count with a bracha, right? And Tosis says, on this second halacha, if you miss a day, you can't count Vaita. Tosis says, V'teim gedolahi, v'lo yitachim. Tosis is Mamash Chayel. Tosis is V'teim v'lo yitachim. What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis doesn't explain. But I think this is kasha is, there's no such gemara. What's the Bahag's makkah? That if you miss a day, you can't count by it. But he's also dashing from Tamimais. But the gemara doesn't say that. Our gemara just dashes one halacha from Tamimais, that you should count at night, not in the day. That Tamimais goes on each day, it should be a complete day's counting. It should start from the night. The gemara doesn't say that if you miss a day, for some reason, you can't count the next day. Where's the Bahag?
Why not? Let it be on the same halacha. There's a lot of missing.
But the gemara doesn't say that. I think that's this is kasha on the Bahag. Because the Gemara doesn't dash on it. Poshut, you would say, every day is a separate mitzvah. So a person missed the day, he missed the mitzvah. But with the next day, he could count. And Tamimus just tells you when you do count, count from the night. That's all the Gemara dashes. When you count from Tamimus tells you count from the night. The Gemara doesn't say anything about missing a day. I think this says Kasha.
Such a big chiddush should be in Gemara.
Yeah, and if you're using a drasha of the Gemara dashes something else from Tamimus. The Gemara Maisha dashes from Tamimus. This is where we know that we count from night, not from the day, to have a Tamimus on the days, on each day. Doesn't say that if you're missing a day, it's felt in Tamimus. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the sheet of the Bahag. You should know Bechlal, the Pesachim, whenever they mention the Bahag sheet, maybe more than the other Rishonim, they give special weight, especially their Cheres to the Bahag. The Pesachim will say that Kol Devar Devei Kabbalah. Especially on the Bahag, Kol Devar Devei Kabbalah, and everything the Bahag says, we take extra serious. And that's the Bahag sheet. So I think the Velt learns, most people learn, that the Bahag sheet is the whole mitzvah series, one mitzvah. That's why if you miss a day, you can't count weiter, because it's all one mitzvah. Not the way we think it's every day seven mitzvah. The Bahag will hold the whole series one mitzvah. But to me, that's very schwer. I don't think that's the Bahag Shita. Because if the whole Tzvi would be one mitzvah, then why do we make a separate bracha every night? If it's all one mitzvah, we should make one bracha in the beginning. Even though there's a hefsek in the Kima mitzvah, we find the example of that by Bedikas Chametz. By Bedikas Chametz, we make one bracha at night. The next day, by Bir Chametz, when we go to burn the Chametz, we don't make a second bracha. Why don't we make a bracha when we burn the Chametz? Teretz says it's all one mitzvah. The Bedikas... What? We can get that. That's really in the second raya. Second raya is, according to, if you learn that it's all one mitzvah, then what happens when a person misses one night in the middle, let's say the 30th night? It comes out, on Afreya, every bracha he made for 20, 30 nights is a bracha batal.
Well, Taket says that's why Noshim shouldn't stop.
I'm going to get that. Is it? But, I heard once, I think it was in the car radio, I heard once a shiur from Nissen Kaplan, he went to bring that raya. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's in Taf Pei Tes, I've gotten Gimbal, the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Shleima, a few dek Achen, the Shulchan Shleima says that, he brings down the Indian that, according to Rav Paiskim, Noshim Apata from Svi Yisayim, because Svi Yisayim is a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. It's a Mitzvah Tongue in time, and Noshim Apata, and any Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, the Apata from counting. But the Paiskim will say if they want to count, they could go count the way they machtes themselves into a lot of mitzvahs, the way they take a luminesig, the way they go to Tekiah Sheif. If they want to count, they could count. But the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Shleima, Al-Kaponim Le'ivachu. But if they want to count one thing, do me a favor, he says, Al-Kaponim Le'ivachu, don't make a bracha. Because for sure they're going to make a mistake one day. A man, you hope, will make it, but women, they're never going to make it. They're for sure going to make a mistake, so therefore don't count with a bracha. So what's pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? What's so terrible if they count with a bracha, if they make a mistake? It's mashma from the Shulchan Shleima, the Mishnah Berurah, that if they miss a day, all the brachas will be bracha vatala. The old brachas will be bracha vatala. That's why we don't want that to happen. What? He's saying they're better than us today, man. They're reminding us every night. But so a little bit smashma, but the problem is all the bracha mafei will be bracha vatala. But this is still zayish shved. First of all, my kasha was if it's all one mitzvah, why do we make a separate bracha every night? And second kasha is, gosh, it's just shved to imagine that if a person misses one night, mafei he was over the issachama of bracha vatala 30, 40 nights. It's supposed to shved to understand. And a mitzvah.
Even if you've learned that separate mitzvahs.
Okay.
Why are you saying, oh, maybe it's one mitzvah, it's a bracha batala? Let's say it's seven mitzvahs, like you're learning, and it's a dinner to me. It's also a dinner. That's why you can't continue. So
okay.
Why
am I afraid?
Is it good?
I said, it's also, but the mice doesn't bother you to go say my afraid was all bracha batala? I'll tell you what, Mr. Kaplan said it like this. Let me tell you how he is. You'll like this way he has to see. He has to say, Rahman and Slan, statistically, the same amount of people are nifta in Sfira as are nifta every day in the year. And Gedolim and Tzadikim were nifta in the middle of Sfira also. So you're telling me every goal, every tzadik that was nifta in the middle of Sfira, the 30th day, came up to Shemayim, and the first thing he told him, by the way, the past 30 days, you were over this, the Chom of Bracha Vatala? It was an oinus, I'm sure. It was a pogamais to be over Bracha Vatala 30 times because the guy was nifta? It's just a shver zachti makabel.
The devil's nifta, don't worry. He counts upstairs, it's like tmimus. Don't worry.
How do you know that? Chafshim, it came from Mesnaz, Chafshim in the mitzvahs. It's a bissel. He said over in that shiur, Mr. Kant said a very interesting sharing that was asked. Maybe I forgot who he said. He spoke about maybe Shlom Zalman, but he said a very interesting sharing. What's the din with someone that knows in the middle of sphere he has what's it called, elective surgery? He knows he has to have, let's say, open heart surgery, and in some cases they keep them under anesthesia for 48 hours, recuperation 48 hours. So he knows he's going to miss a day. So someone has to go into surgery, in the middle of sphere, he knows he's going to miss a day of counting. Is he allowed to start? If you learn the Bahag, the way everyone seems to learn, that's all one mitzvah or whatever, or to me, Moses Makiv, and if you miss a day, that you can't go bite them, I'm afraid of the brachas of bracha v'tala, this person should not be allowed to start counting sphere. Is that takad halacha?
So how do you learn the other way? I don't understand. Why can't you continue?
Oh, that's the kasha. This is the kasha. And the emes is, first of all, the Mishabru, like we said, was very shtak mashma. The Mishabru said, Nashim should not count. He said, B'shem Meshuchan Shleim, but Nashim should not count. Keep vada yitu. They should not count with a bracha. They could count, but don't count with a bracha. Keep vada yitu, because they make a mistake. It's mashma, keep vada yitu, that the problem will be a bracha v'tala. God, I just mentioned this to the Rav, and the Rav told me that people, when they learn Mishra, are a little bit different. Keep vada yitu doesn't mean they'll miss a day, and then on my fray, everything will be bracha v'tala. Vada yitu means something else. But vada yitu, they'll count the wrong day. Nashim, one, that's what you're thinking? The mashal, on the 22nd day, they'll say 23. That's for sure is a bracha v'tala. That's what it means. But Mr. Kaplan, in that shiva,
that day will be
Debra, that's all it means. Doesn't mean Omafreya. And he said a better teretz. He said, look inside the Shulchan Shalim, and you'll see he means something completely different. So I didn't remember what it was, but I found the sefer now, and I look inside, and I saw Hitaka says he has an extra three words. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting his Lashon, but he leaves out the last four words. If you look inside, the Shulchan Shalim says, Al kaponim nashim lo yivachu shnat make a bracha, da bavada yidu b'yay mechad, for lo yedu es hadin. He has these words. They should not count, because the zikha are going to miss one day, for lo yedu es hadin, and they won't know the din. What does that mean, for lo yedu es hadin? Well, lo yedu es hadin means they won't know the halacha, that you don't go vayt the with a bracha. And those will be the brachas of Atalas. It only goes on Vaikta. Lav Dafka is going on Mafreya. So mainly you have no raya from the Mishra. It's a beautiful part. But Akoponim is one.
Mr. Kaplan didn't say
that. What?
Mr. Kaplan didn't say that.
Didn't say what?
Mr. Kaplan was going the whole time with the other
chair. No, he said that look inside the Shulchan Shleim and you'll see that he means something different. So I went to look inside and I saw he has these four words. So I have understanding that he meant this. There's a Tesanta Shayang on the Shari Tshuva. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah printed it also in his Sefer. On top of the Mishnah Berurah, he prints the Shari Tshuva, the Behetiv. The Shari Tshuva was written by Chaim Melchel Magolius, who's the Aga, who's the brother of the Beis Ephraim, the famous Ephraim Zalman Magolius. And his brother, Ephraim Zalman Magolius, actually helped him write the Sefer that he writes over there. So the Shari Tshuva brings a Shaila, and her Chaim Simtof Beites, of Katan Chof, brings a Shayang. What about, what's the name of Katan Shehigdal? A Katan that's a mitzvah in the middle sphere. He didn't count all the first days. This bar mitzvah is, let's say, in the middle of the 20th day, and he start counting. Just like if you miss a day, you don't go vayta, what about this cotton that missed the first 20 days? He missed the first 20 days. Can he start counting?
So he brings down
from the Beki Yosef, that's it, Beki Yosef, the Chidah Paskins.
Yeah.
If it comes out in the sphere. The Beki Yosef paskins that the Bar Mitzvah boy should not count with a bracha. Can you imagine? You talk about paskins, the Bar Mitzvah boy that first year. He should not count with a bracha.
Yeah,
so the cotton, yes, but once he starts, now not.
Why not?
Because he missed the day. He missed the day. That doesn't, but he counted as chinuch, doesn't count. The Shari Tshuva wants to be chinuch for that reason. The Shari Tshuva says, since he counted as chinuch, he could continue. But you understand Shari Tshuva. I don't understand Shari Tshuva so well, because we know the famous Rashi Shita in Baruchas Tafim Ches. Rashi says that Chinuch is not even called a Mitzvah Darbonim, but Negeya, a Mechuyev Darbonim, to be Meitzi Mechuyev Darbonim. A kid who's Mechuyev Chinuch is not called Mechuyev Darbonim to be Meitzi someone else. Chinuch is just a Mitzvah Chinuch, but it's not called even Mechuyev Darbonim. So even if you hold Tzvius Samim today is Darbonim, for sure if Tzvius Samim today would be the right, so you'd have a problem. But even if you hold today, like Ravi Shainim, that Tzvius Samim today is Darbonim, but the chinuch part wasn't really counting. It says, "Bissel shvei." The Shari Tshuva says. Then the Shari Tshuva says another svara. We saw it inside. He says that when he counted before the mitzvah, he was a muflah samach leish. So that's why he should count. Muflah sam, but that's also very shvei. Muflah samach leish is a special halacha by nadar, nadavis, and hektish. The din is a boy when he's 12 years old. It's called muflah samach leish, a special halacha from Sinai. That if he's samach to bar mitzvah and he's makdish something, that's a hektish deraisa. There's a din hektish, and if someone uses that carbon, he's moil the hektish, you're not gonna use that carbon. It's a din hektish deraisa. But that's a special lacha by Nedarim, Nedavis, and Hekdeshes. But we don't find Mufa Samach Ish when they get other mitzvahs. Why should that help for Svi Simon?
It's only starting to that's considered doing something.
It's a deeper male, it's
Mimus. The words you want to say because you went out with, it goes on all words counting. You want to compare to the Dharma, Davis, and Hekdesh, but the mice is special because the Alf Mishnah and Hekdesh.
But if he didn't have a das, it wouldn't be Chal Hekdesh. The mice wouldn't be Chal Hekdesh.
He doesn't have das. He's aimed by das. He's part of an Al Mitzvah. He's part of an Al
Mitzvah.
But he cannot be mice. He's someone in benching. He cannot be.
But it must be that he has something.
Benching is also words. But his words are benching now. He can't write some benching. Special shev. But the mice, that's the shayit shuvashita. He could kind of. I think the Welt is Neuig, Meduchsach, that kids of Bar Mitzvah, again, the middle sphere, the same amount of kids as every single, same amount of kids are born every day, the sphere is every day of the year. I think every kid that's Bar Mitzvah middle sphere, I think he counts with a bracha. I don't understand
what
so well the Shai Chuvah season.
Count until
the days and go to Mitzvah? Yeah, count that as he does as Chinuch, and I'll stop according to the Chida.
Can you imagine you're doing Chinuch for something that you're not allowed to do of God?
That's very modern, it comes out very modern. You're doing Chinuch for next year. 2014, for next year, it's okay. But the Maisa, how does it work? How do you really understand this? Is that the Maisa, I think, developed this night that kids do, the Mitzvah boys, they do continue counting. Why?
That's why they don't make kids in Yom Kippur. Why don't they make kids in Yom Kippur? Because you can't make kids out of something you don't do outgoing. The Maisa, you should have kids in Yom Kippur, no? The cotton kids in Yom Kippur should make kids.
They talk about that, right?
They say that such chiddush doesn't pass.
Right. Okay, there's a Gemara. You went to Gemara recently in Erevin about Shechianu. So I was thinking to say it's a bisonai pshat in the whole Bahag. The Velt wants to say pshat in the Bahag. He does say the word Tamim, so it's all one mitzvah, but maybe he can say it's a different pshat in the Bahag with the chinuch that we said before. As maybe the chinuch says that the mitzvah sphere is creating a haris for nafshenu to show in ourselves ki kol yishiv kol cheftzin agios manazeh. That could be the bahag will also hold every night is a separate mitzvah, and the bahag will also hold the first nights when you counted before you forgot. Every night was a separate mitzvah, and every night you were makayim the mitzvah. The first night I counted, I showed the haris for nafshenu ki kol yishiv kol cheftzin agios manazeh. He showed his whole. The desire was to reach Matan Torah. The second night he counted, he's counting the days to Matan Torah. Every night he counted properly. Every night he was yetzer the mitzvah. It's just once he misses a day, then after that you can't count anymore. Laharis benafshei shakol yishrei. Even if we forgot b'shergi gavoyinus, but the ma'isa, a person that did not count every day, he can't show anymore that this inyan of that the whole purpose of yetzias Mitzrayim is to reach Matan Torah and laharis benafshei shakol yishrei shakol chesed is to reach his man hazeh. He can't do that anymore. But when Maisa, it'll come out that once he misses one day of Sphira, it'll only be a chesaron in Vaita, but it won't be a chesaron in Mafreya. Now Mafreya Taka was a good counting, because Mafreya, every night he did that, he showed, tonight I'm looking forward to Sphira, I'm counting towards the days, I didn't miss a night. Once you miss, that's the problem according to the Bahag. That's from. That's according to the Bahag. You want to say a little bit different, man?
Time and mitzvah is a time.
You don't want to say, okay,
the mitzvah time.
But the oifen of the mitzvah, you don't want to say that.
No, but it's a nice story. It's saying that he gave it to me.
I want to say more long.
This is not the mitzvah.
No, man, forget about the longest. Man, it's not only time, it's not only like that, it's in longest also. When you go 3 days straight, right. You have those 3 days of
sphere. I wanted to say more lomdish that once you miss, it's felt in the sphere. A sphere with a chesaron is not sphere. I want to say it that way also. Avol ma'is of a sphere with a chesaron is not sphere. So while my freya is not a chesaron?
Until you missed,
the Torah says because I'm eating the sin because it bothered me. If you want to say it's not lomdish, a sphere with the missed day is not sphere. But then my freya also should be a chesaron.
No, because those 10 days was nothing wrong with the
sphere. But if you hear the chinuch knage, it's even better. But the chinuch knage, those days were mama. I mamish counted mit the kol yishuv kol chesed.
The longest way that you're saying it is that the chosen.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
What, but the sphere until 10 days, they start counting sphere. I counted to 10 days. What was
wrong? Right, that you like better? That way
I counted to 10 days.
But Zich, I want to learn. The main things I want to say in the Bahag is only Mikalim, but it's not Mafreya. And it'll come out. That's why. But the Bahag is also more that every day is a separate mitzvah, and you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of the first days. That's why there's a separate bracha every day. That's why if someone misses, it's not Mafreya, bracha vatal in 20 days. Someone's nifta, he doesn't come to Shemayim and find out that he had 20 brachas of vatal. It's not bracha vatal in Mafreya. And in that shayla, if someone has to go into surgery, he taka could count. And then when he goes into surgery, he won't count after that. Because only mikan, I'm not passing, but he won't, it's only mikan l'ba. Oh, and now benageya the shari tshuva shayla. According to the way I'm learning with the chinuch, it's even better. The way I'm learning with the chinuch, it'll come out that the bar mitzvah boy could count. Because he wasn't missing. Only a person that missed the day, he can't show kol yishiv l'chafzai. Is towards Mantar. Because you missed the day, right? But a kid, he didn't miss. I didn't miss a day. From the day I became a mitzvah, I'm going to show Tachs Yisim Yisrayim was to reach Mantar, and now I'm a mitzvah, and every day I'm looking forward to Mantar. He didn't miss a day. That mitzvah did not miss a day, so he doesn't have this problem. And that's why I think the Velt is knowing that Mitzvah Bochum, they do count weiter. Okay, I want to talk about what the Chav Yitzchak Mendel said over last week. About I said over Shia for a Motel, but I just give the Ma'amakim, at least with the recording. He said over the Ramban, the Kedushin, the Achamad Dalet, and Divya Cheskel. What simon was that? Okay, I don't have it here. And Cheskel said over also the Kivege and Bikurim, and Avi Nezer. Okay, maybe another time we'll talk about this. But I just want to end off with one the Santa Shaila that Zachaver, the Matr Shmuel Gerel told me over. Said over from Moshe Feinstein had a problem with the Shem Yichud, the Sfir Sa'im, special for Sfir Sa'im. Minig, I think it's a Chesvat, and Minig Hasidim is to say the Shem Yichud by Yara Mitzvahs, but he had a special problem with Sfir Sa'im. Because the Sfir Sa'im, you say, part of the Shem Yichud is, Hinni Muchen and Mizumel, the Kayim Mitzvahs Asay, Shal Sfir Sa'im, Kamosha Kosa Batoy, Sfat Melchem. Time to be Moshe, it's Mashma from the Sinni Muchen and Mizumel, and you're doing a Mitzvah Deraisa. You're saying, "Hini muchin mizum akayim mitzvah saseh shal svius ha'ayma k'mosh kasa b'tayr." And you're saying you're doing mitzvah deraisa. In fact, the Moshe Kasha, we pass in svius ha'ayma as d'rabbanan today. Rabbi Shenim hold when there's no covenant ha'ayma, svius ha'ayma as d'rabbanan. Then the Moshe is a shayla about toisef. Is it kirei about this? On svius ha'ayma?
Yeah.
He told him, "Oh, to me, b'shem Moshe Kasha." I never saw it. I can't. I didn't do all kirei because I never saw it. No, you can't say that. But he kind of, yeah. So what's Rukiv Egel say on this? What do you do? That you should not say Hashem Yichud on Tzvius Ha'ayma because this.
You should not have sin.
Even though, but, even when you say it,
yeah.
But he told me he spoke it over with the Rav, and the Rav told him that they told us to Hashem Zaman Oybach. I think they even told all of them Hashem Ramesha, and Hashem Zaman was Megel. Hashem Zaman said Lemaisa. Yeah, the words, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the words of Hini Mucha means it's d'rabbanan based on the pasuk of the Raisa. But the shtel is a shein shtel. What?
The only reason why you do it is also.
What are you talking about? You say Hini Mucha is on everything. On Arab crisis, we say Hini Mucha, they say Hini Mucha.
Right.
On everything. Why not a mitzvah d'rabbanan?
That's a part of the measure. L'kayim mitzvahs asay.
This is far.
How do you say it? So in this Chadash Mizrach, it's even Moshe.
That's the beginning part. That's not the beginning.
I hope. Okay, just gonna say that. I hope in the future when they can learn also. I hope in the future they can learn the Shuvski Vegas, the Monim Chavtes, the Lama Beis, and then you have Siva Kadiba and Svi Zayma. Not to say on the Yehuda they don't say the covenant of Yehuda on his yacht side they don't say Shem Yichud. That's Minig Bells. Minig Bells.
So it comes out to Shem Machmer, then I'm Meikah.
Machmer and Baal Taisif.